freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Okay, kids, who wants some chocolate-dipped fruit from Edible Arrangements?
I do.
Honey?
Looking for a perfect addition to your Easter gathering? There's no sweeter way to celebrate than with spring chicks and swizzleberries from Edible Arrangements. Adorable pineapple chicks, hand-dipped in gourmet chocolate, paired with chocolate-covered strawberries, topped with a festive yellow, pink, or blue swizzle. Easter made sweeter at Edible Arrangements. Visit edible.com or your local Edible Arrangements store today.
More, please.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. A couple additional items from David Hood's article on Clemson spring football. Nolan Turner, of course, suffered a shoulder injury in the scrimmage 12 days ago, confirmed by Dabo Swinney. He'll miss the rest of spring practice. Swinney also said that Isaiah Simmons is cross-training heavily at nickel Sam linebacker and at safety to help with the loss of depth with Turner. He said the coaches love what they are seeing out of Simmons at both spots, and Simmons told me he was on his way to talk to defensive coordinator Brent Venables about a switch, but Venables had already made the first move. You know, again, Simmons' size and versatility allows for that, and it's not surprising. This, I think, is sort of interesting. Scott was asked about the tight ends, and he raved about Garrett Williams. Scott said that Williams is playing better than he was before the injury and is confident in everything. You know, one of the few positions that Clemson is not quite as elite at right now is tight end. And they need additional players to emerge there and become part of that picture. Obviously, Garrett Williams was a quality blocker and inline tight end initially, but it'll be interesting to see if he can become more of a significant contributor, because Clemson has utilized the tight end position pretty heavily since they moved to more of an up-tempo spread offense through various personnel changes at the position. but last year didn't get quite as much out of that spot. So I'm curious to see, and quite honestly, that's one of the positions I'm most curious about this year, is the tight end position. I think Clemson has a lot of answers. The other thing I want to see is, I want to see where Jackson Carman ultimately plays and where he starts out at this year. You know, depending on whether Pollard and Ankrum can handle that right tackle spot. Again, 2 years ago, they looked very good and looked like they both had real promise. And then I thought both took a step back last year, which may open the door for a Jackson Carman. So we'll see. You know, I would not be surprised if he gets some play at that right tackle spot unless one of those other two players emerges. Additionally to that, national news, Xavier's Chris Mack is headed to Louisville. That was suggested from the beginning. He was one of the leading candidates. I think the two prime candidates were probably Chris Mack and Greg Marshall of Wichita State. I'm not surprised at the Mack hire, other than the one question I had about Mack would be, was he a big enough name for Louisville? Apparently he is. So I would expect Chris Mack to do a good job there. I think it's a solid hire. I think he'll help the program solidify the program. Obviously Louisville's always going to have talent, and a change was needed. And now change has come. So I would expect Chris Mack to do a good job there. I want to go back for a second to the Final Four situation. You know, not only is Loyola the dark horse, the Cinderella in the mix, and again, if they were to win this thing, which is a big if, but if they were to win this thing, it might be the most significant sports story in terms of a dark horse Cinderella in history. It might well surpass Texas Western. It might surpass Miracle on Ice. It might surpass, I don't know, I'm thinking of other great upsets historically. From a basketball standpoint, Villanova over Georgetown, NC State over Houston, in the run that ends, the improbable run that NC State had under Jim Valvano, it would at least be on a level with the greatest upsets in history. I think it would surpass anything that's been done in basketball. I think if Loyola Chicago were to win the NCAA tournament, I think it would exceed anything that's ever been done collegiately in basketball. I think it would be the most significant upset in history, standing in their way. You know, by the way, one thing I wanted to mention, when you watched Duke and Kansas the other day, what you should have seen was how to attack that zone. Bill Self had a plan. Now, he had shooters, but he had a plan. You know, when you go against the Boeheim zone, which is what it is. The Duke zone is the Boeheim zone. When you go against that zone, you better have a plan of attack. And the plan of attack better include beating the zone down the court, because that's the first way you beat a zone. You don't allow the zone to set up. It better include flashing a versatile player to the sweet spot in the center of the zone, beneath the foul line, mid-foul line. It better include that, because that's how you break it down. From there, you can dribble, drive, shoot, attack the short corners via the pass, kick it back out. From there, because you collapse the zone there, that's one main method you attack the zone. But you can't do what Michigan State did and flash Frankenstein to the sweet spot. They flashed a no-talent player who never looked at the rim, never made himself a threat, was just a big stiff who just caught the ball and threw it back out. They had no plan of attack. Kansas did. So you beat the zone down the court You attack the sweet spot, and through there, the short corners and kickouts. You can screen the zone. You can throw over the top of a zone. You can use ball reversal and then drive the gaps of the zone. There are a myriad of ways you attack the zone. Kansas used all of them. Michigan State used none of them. Kansas's plan against the Duke zone was brilliantly conceived. Now, I think in part it was because Self watched Syracuse attack the Duke zone. Because again, who would know better how to attack the zone than Syracuse, the architect of the zone? So I think that was a good experience for Self being able to watch that as well. And I think he gleaned some things from Syracuse's attack. Now, Syracuse wasn't gifted with the type of shooters that Kansas has. And that's the other big thing. You have to have shooters. And fundamentally, one of the main reasons Kansas was able to beat the zone is because they had great shooters who knocked out those shots. They started cold, and then as the game went on, they got better and better. And ultimately, they took the zone down. Now, moving forward, the reason that Villanova poses a problem for Kansas is Villanova's not going to play zone. They're not going to let those shooters stand out there and hit threes. They're going to guard them. And they're going to do a pretty good job of leveling those guys off, the guys like Newman, as dribblers off the drive. So Kansas is going to find life much more difficult against Villanova than they did against Duke. Much more difficult. The only question for Villanova is, can they handle Azubuike? And of course, that depends on whether he can stay in the game. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get to Joe and Dickie. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good, thanks, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
As far as Loyola's chances right now, first of all, like beating Michigan, what would you put as a percentage chance?
Probably 40%. I think they have a better chance than people realize because, you know, one of the interesting elements of that game is that, you know, Michigan basically plays the one big guy in Wagner, and Michigan is a perimeter shooting team. Just like Loyola is, and those are both really good shooting teams, but if one of them shoots it well and the other doesn't, that could be the end of the game. And there's no guarantee that it's Michigan who shoots it well. I mean, everybody on Loyola shoots over 40%, so we ought to stop being surprised when they knock these jumpers out, because they're all 40% three-point shooters.
Do you think Loyola has a chance primarily because they could run people off the perimeter, you know, keep them off the three-point line? Do you think that's what you would do if you were Loyola?
I think Loyola is as well coached as any team in the men's tournament, and that says a lot based on the level of coaches in the Final Four, because I have great respect for all these coaches in the Final Four. I think that Bill Self, Jay Wright, and John Beilein are all incredible. But Porter Moser is a Rick Majerus disciple. And Rick Majerus belonged on this level. He brought other teams into this tournament that weren't supposed to win in advance. And Porter Moses learned under one of the best basketball minds the game has seen in 50 years in Rick Majerus. And while he may not be a household name, anyone watching his team play knows that from a fundamental standpoint, this team is as well-groomed on both sides as any team in the tournament.
Well, it would be kind of awesome to see two Jesuit schools go at it for a national championship game. I don't know if we've ever had that in the history of either football or basketball. I can't think of anything. But one last thing, Walt, as far as college football, if that's all right.
By the way, Joe, you know, we are, you know, we're examining this and looking at it like almost like some sort of experiment. Like, we don't really think any of this We don't know really how Loyola got here, but we don't really believe that they can do anything more than they've done. If they beat Michigan, if they beat Michigan, then everything changes. Everything. Now, suddenly, they're 40 minutes from winning the national championship. And if they can beat Michigan, then people can stop saying, well, they haven't really played anybody yet.
Well, I would love for that to happen. I mean, George Mason got to the Final Four. VCU got to the Final Four, but they never got past that. So it would be tournament history again.
And Butler, of course.
Just an average tournament, right, Walt?
Right. And Butler, of course, came very close twice.
But as far as college football goes, real quick, I can't get out of my mind, Walt, lately, Wisconsin as a national title contender. I know everybody's high on Michigan because the quarterback, they still don't have an offensive coach. And Ohio State's breaking in a player. And I just can't get over that beatdown that they gave Miami. I think a lot of people are still sleeping a little bit on Wisconsin, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, look, I think Wisconsin's going to be very good. I think Michigan State's going to be very good. I think Michigan State and Lewerke, look, both those teams, I think, have talented quarterbacks, Michigan State and Wisconsin. I think Michigan State and Brian Lewerke may have the most underrated quarterback in all of college football. And I just don't think people, again, at some point you're going to hear his name in connection with the draft. People don't get it yet. They don't get that who Brian Lewerke is or what he's done. 2 years, there's been a significant evolution. He still occasionally makes some ill-advised throws, but who doesn't? But he has a really strong arm. He's super strong himself physically, and he's athletic. And I think Lewerke is going to be really good. I think both those teams are going to be good. And Penn State is going to face, you know, everyone's going to think about Saquon Barkley as Penn State's big loss. I don't even think Saquon Barkley is Penn State's biggest loss. I think Penn State's biggest loss, I mean, they obviously lose Barkley, they lose Gesicki, they lose Deshaun Hamilton, they lose. Those are all key offensive weapons that Penn State lost. But the biggest loss Penn State endured is the same loss that Alabama is going to be forced to confront. They lost their entire secondary, And I just think that in today's college football, that is an enormous issue to overcome. I don't think there's an easy way to overcome that, even for Alabama. I think even Alabama, as good as I expect Tua Tagovailoa to be, and again, we'll see about the nature of that injury, even for Alabama, I think losing your entire secondary in one burst is difficult to overcome. You just can't replace that experience on the back end. You can't replace the experience of a Minkah Fitzpatrick and a Ronnie Harrison and even a Brown and Avery. You can't replace the experience that an Alabama has back there. And Penn State's the exact same way, whether it's Campbell or Marcus Allen or Grant Haley or even Apke, the other safety who ran so well at the combine. I mean, I just gave you, there are 9 guys from those 2 secondaries who are going to the NFL. 9. I just think it's a big loss. Quickly, let me tell you about Harry's. Dickie, you'll be first up. I don't want to cut you short. I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Let me tell you about Harry's. What I love best about the Harry's shave is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides across the contours of my face. No cuts, no burns, never. That's what makes Harry's such a great shave. The eucalyptus shave cream is thick, luxurious. It will make you feel alive. For decades, one big razor company relentlessly increased prices. They reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Jeff and Andy had experienced this for themselves. One of them went into a drugstore, paid $25 for 4 blades, and said, that's enough. They then went on a worldwide hunt. They found the company that made the best blades, a German factory. They bought the company. They took less profit. They sold directly to you over the internet. And for just $2 a blade compared to the 4 more you'll pay in the drugstore, they send them right to your home. What do you get with Harry's? You get the weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're offering you a special trial offer. You heard that right. Redeem your trial offer, $13 value, all yours when you sign up. Plus, it's a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now, enter promo code WALT at checkout to get a post-shave bomb, also free. That's harrys.com, promo code WALT. Do it today. You will thank me later. Quick break, Walter Petula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Guys, regain your confidence and performance in the bedroom with the Gainswave therapy at New Haven Medical Services in Seneca. Gainswave is a revolutionary ED treatment that's a non-invasive and pain-free procedure that makes you perform better and last longer. To see if Gainswave is right for you, call New Haven Medical Services at 885-2000. Call the number that will make you live happier, 885-2000. New Haven, new you.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Linex of Anderson.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and 4 flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed 4 people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money every day. And this week, we're saving pros even more during Porter Cable Days. Look for special savings, like up to 30% off select Porter Cable tools, now through April 11th. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for Porter Cable Days and credit details. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm looking at the headline of an article by some woman named Marilyn Payne. I don't have the foggiest idea who Marilyn Payne is. The headline of this article is Duke's Grayson Allen Made Mortal in Memorable Career Finale.
What?
Made mortal? Did you watch his whole career? His whole career was being about made mortal. Every time somebody blew by his slow butt, it was being made. He was being made mortal. I mean, are you kidding me? And then there's this. Oh, you're gonna love this, Ramona.
All right.
Report raises questions about relationship between Nike and Marvin Bagley the III's family. Uh-oh, Duke. I know this had nothing to do with Duke. Duke's involvement was meaningless in all this stuff. You know, their name should never have been mentioned. Isn't that what we heard? This report was published by the Oregonian, focused on Nike's financial support of Bagley's club basketball team, coached by Bagley's father, Marvin Bagley Jr. The Oregonian details the lengths major shoe companies go to when working to entice young basketball talent and while sponsoring grassroots basketball. Quote, listen to this. Marvin Bagley Jr. and his wife filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy in April of 2008 during the Great Recession, listing their combined annual income at just over $44,000, the report said. 4 years later, shortly after Nike's sponsorship of the team became public, they left their working-class neighborhood in Phoenix for Southern California. In a tax filing, the Bagleys listed a home address in a gated subdivision called Porter Ranch. Similarly sized homes in the vicinity typically sell for $750,000 to $1.5
million. Ooh, not good if you only make $44,000 in the household.
Hey, Ramona, you going out and buying a mansion later tonight?
I'm ready.
The Bagleys declined to comment to the Oregonian. That's a shock. And when contacted by WRAL News Friday, Duke University also declined to comment on the questions raised in the report. Hey, can someone let me see Mike Krzyzewski's little letter again, letter he wrote to himself the other day? You know, as Mike Krzyzewski was reading that and the rest of the country was melting, having their hearts melt away because Mike was so wonderful in reading that childhood letter and it was so beautiful and theatrical, I kept thinking about the fact that he made Dylan Brooks, a 21-year-old kid at Oregon, out to be a liar in the handshake line. That's what I kept thinking about. That's the Mike Krzyzewski that I kept thinking about. Which, again, I'll never forget. I mean, there may be people who let that slide, but it's just one of those things. That's like a tell. It's a tell. It's who you are fundamentally. That you would basically paint a kid as an alleged liar when you knew what you had said to him. You know, I will never forget that, nor will I ever forgive that. And some will say, well, it's not up to me. Well, it's up to me on my show. It is, you know, again, Duke, the claim, and I heard Dick Vitale say this, Ramona. I heard Dick Vitale yelling, it's just not right. It's not right that you would put Duke's name and some of these other schools in when you have one school who allegedly tried to pay a kid or may have $100,000. That it wasn't right to include all these minuscule issues in with that. How about now, Dick?
They're not.
How about now, Dick? How about the fact that Bagley's parents were making $44,000 and apparently bought a mansion in California worth between $750,000 to $1.5 million? How did that happen? How did that happen exactly? Again, Marvin Bagley Jr. and his wife, this is from the Oregonian, Marvin Bagley Jr. and his wife filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy in April 2008 during the Great Recession, listing their combined annual income at just over $44,000. 4 years later, shortly after Nike's sponsorship of the team became public, they left their working-class neighborhood in Phoenix. Boy, Ramona, this is just like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, they packed their truck. They were moving up. They packed their truck.
It's the Beverly Hill Bagleys. They move it. How's that song go?
You're talking about the Jeffersons or
no, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, I don't remember. It went out of my head.
Yeah, find me that. 4 years later, shortly after Nike sponsorship. See, that's what it is. That's like finding oil. The Beverly Hillbillies found oil. Ramona's acting, looking like you don't know what the Beverly Hillbillies
are. No, I do. I just told you. It fell out of my head. I don't remember the song exactly.
It fell out of your head?
I know who the Beverly Hillbillies are.
Don't bend over anymore.
I get all that, but I can't tell how the song goes.
But it was, he was out shooting or something and sprung oil. And then they packed up the gang and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. It's like that. Well, that's what happened here. They struck oil, allegedly. The Bagley family, the Bagley Hillbillies struck oil 4 years later, shortly after Nike sponsorship of the team became public. They left their working class neighborhood in Phoenix for Southern California. In a tax filing, the Bagleys listed a home address in a gated subdivision called Porter Ranch. I want to live in Porter Ranch. Similarly sized homes in the vicinity. I want to live there, Ramona. For $44,000, you could buy a $750,000 to $1.5 million home on a $44,000 income. You can buy a $1 million home in a gated community.
I know.
We're all going there.
What am I doing?
Yeah, we're all going there. We're all moving to Porter Ranch. We're all packing it up. We're all packing up the truck and we're moved to Beverly Hills, that is.
Yeah, that's
swimming
how it goes.
Pools, movie stars. Uh-oh. You know, I hate when that happens. I hate when Duke players or Dukies allegedly get in trouble. Because, you know, I've always believed, Ramona, that it was just Mike Krzyzewski's wonderful good nature that led players of that magnitude to come to Duke.
I thought so too. You know, his manners. I mean,
Hey, look, we'll see. Maybe they have some answer for it. Maybe they have some, rationale. Maybe he did strike oil. Maybe he also struck oil. Maybe Marvin Bagley also struck oil. Maybe it had nothing to do with Nike or any of that, alleged, money or wrongdoings. Maybe it's all. No, it may be. I mean, I'm not saying one way or another. Maybe it is. Maybe it's all perfectly legitimate and above board. Maybe the Oregonian is reaching. Now, it would appear to be a fact that the Bagleys were making $44,000 and living in a middle class area. And it seems to be a fact that the Bagleys moved to, you know, Beverly. And that and that they now live in a gated community called Porter Ranch. Porter Ranch. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But this was brought to my attention by Rudy and Beth Poole on Twitter. And someone named McLean, who works for ESPN 680 out of Louisville, who is the co-host of the Midday Rush there, he reported on this story, and then there was no link to it, so I searched it and found it myself. And the story was published in the Oregonian. I don't know why we haven't heard this before now, because apparently this story broke 4 days ago. So I don't know why we have not been made privy to this earlier.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crew.
Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
That is black gold.
Black gold.
Texas
tea.
Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is.
Loaded up the Mercedes and they moved to Beverly.
A Beverly Hillbilly.
Starring Marvin Bagley. Marvin Bagley Jr. Marvin Bagley III. All the Bagleys, allegedly. We'll see. We'll see what comes of it. But that's the Oregonian report. I'm not making it up, people. Go check it yourself. Let me tell you about Canty Foundation Specialists. Canty Repair Company in Camden, South Carolina. They've expanded to the Greenville area. Canty are the masters for all sort of foundation repairs. Bowing foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors and windows. You wondering why your doors and windows are sticking? It's not heat and cold. It's that your foundation is sagging. Tilting or leaning walls. We offer quality products, proven services, and professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem. You know, Canty has to clean up a lot of plumbing-related issues, too. And a lot of people in the industry use Canty. As we should tell you that also. Look, and I've received all sorts of glowing, unsolicited praise for Canty by people who have employed them. They can fix all these common problems. Cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, windows and doors that stick or become jammed, bowing foundation walls, cracks in foundation walls and drywall, cracks sunk in concrete, including steps, walkways, driveways, and more. It's all my friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. Check them online or call them 855-375-9004. 855-375-9004, Canty Foundation Specialist. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Clemson baseball is back in Greenville for a second matchup with Furman, this time at Fluor Field. The pregame show will begin at 5:30 p.m. with a 6 p.m. first pitch on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out. Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easily.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Public transportation is one of the smartest things you can do to lower your carbon footprint, adopt a saner lifestyle, and save money in the process. It reduces the number of vehicles on the roads and, as a result, improves air quality, alleviates traffic jams and noise. CatBus can help you save money, save energy, and save the planet. Serving Clemson, Seneca, Central, and Pendleton. Find out more about CatBus at CatBus.com and download the free CatBus app. Save money, save energy, save the planet. CatBus.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone. But you stay so cool. My Mojito, my Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You know, I was out at Crude LED yesterday, and it's an amazing place. Honestly, you contractors and electricians that aren't retrofitting Crude LED lights are missing out. And I know you think that, you may think, well, it's too expensive to switch over. It is not. You will save a ton of money. Their pricing is unbelievable for you contractors and electricians. They give you upfront rebates. Upfront rebates. And I went through the entire operation yesterday, and it's just astonishing the prices that they're so unbelievably low. Now, they do sell to the public as well, and they're at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. But for industrial needs, for parking lots, and I'm going to be telling you more in the days moving forward, stadium lighting, parking lots, any sort of industrial lighting, crude LED is the place to go. It's where most of Anderson goes right now. If you're not, you're behind. I promise you, take the time and go out and see Crude LED. They've partnered with Duke Energy to make your lighting retrofit easy and an unbelievable price. Crude LED has an astonishing program for electricians and contractors. Go and see Crude LED today. Do yourself a favor. Just go meet Ish and his whole operation, and I promise you, you'll thank me later. Crude LED is direct from factory to you. All lights are warranted for 5 years. Every kind of lighting retrofit for your need. I saw things, Ramona, yesterday that I didn't know existed. I mean, that I had no idea of. What we need is your Duke Energy business power bill for verification. The process is simple. Staff is courteous and knowledgeable. If saving money is on your list, visit Crude LED online at www.crudeled.com, K-R-U-T-L-E-D.com, or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina, right before J. Peters, exit 19B, or call them, tell them I sent you, 864-401-8503, 864-401-8506. I think I said 03, which was a mistake. 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506 for Crude LED. I promise, if you're a contractor or electrician, go check them out. Go find out what they can offer you. You will be blown away, absolutely blown away. And I'll be giving you more information in the days to come. You want to get in to the show, now is an absolutely great time to get in. 654-7627. You can get in right now. Clark on my Twitter feed writes, I don't care one way or another, and most AAU basketball coaches lean sideways, but you're telling me that Marvin Bagley III.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bumbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea.
You're telling me that Marvin Bagley III was worth that much at the age of 12? Hey, Clark, first of all, I'm not telling you anything, all right? I didn't write the article. The Oregonian did. It's their investigation. Ask them. I have no idea. You know, if you want to explore the timeline, I would suggest you write them and explore the timeline. I can't speak to that. I can speak to the fact that lots of young players are identified at a very early age. At a very early age. You know, what age did people first know about LeBron James? You know, so I don't know. I don't know. I read that paragraph that came from the Oregonian, but I don't know the specificity of the timeline regarding how and when exactly the Bagley family came into their wealth. You know, we'll see. I mean, maybe there's nothing to it. Like I said, maybe there's an answer to all of it. Maybe there's some answer that we're not aware of. Maybe a rich uncle died and left them all their money. I don't know. I'm just reading you what the Oregonian is reporting. And again, it's not my story and I didn't make it up. So I can't answer you, Clark. I don't know. I guess it calls for further investigation. Meanwhile, in athletes assaulting women category, we have another entry. and this one is Trevon Boykin, the backup quarterback for Seattle. Hey, good for Seattle. Good for Seattle. I just saw this. I saw the story a while ago, but I just saw this. Seattle has released him. Trevon Boykin, the backup quarterback in Seattle, has been released by the Seattle Seahawks after alleged domestic violence. According to Pro Football Talk, Trevon Boykin is accused of breaking his girlfriend's jaw. You know, what's the matter with you people? What's the matter with you people? I just don't get it. I don't get it. What's with the beating women? Look, you know, here's the part I get. I get there are some crazy women. I get that. I get there are some crazy nutcase women. I've seen them. I've seen them in some of these things where they're throwing punches and kicks and everything else. Walk away. Walk away. Go get in your car and drive off somewhere. But what you can't do is punch them in the jaw and break their jaw, allegedly. You don't hit women. It's just that simple. You don't hit women. You know, here's the part, Ramona, I really don't get. There are hundreds of these cases now. Did you miss the others? Did you not see what happens? Do you not know that Roger Goodell presides over that league, even if you're so inclined, even if you're a bad guy and you like hitting women? Do you not know from a self-preservation standpoint that that's not in your favor? Look, only a chicken bleep punches a woman and breaks her jaw. I'm sorry. You can say whatever you want. But look, here's the only good news. This is the first time, Ramona, that I recall that a team has just said, you know what? We're not waiting for any investigation. We're not doing any of that stuff. You're gone.
I think that is the first time.
Yeah, the first time that this was reported 4 hours ago. 4 hours ago, Adam Schefter reported that Seattle Seahawks quarterback Trevon Boykin has been accused of domestic violence. Additional details were revealed by Pro Football Talk and others, saying he allegedly broke his girlfriend's jaw. And an hour ago, this report, the Seattle Seahawks have released Trevon Boykin after alleged domestic violence. So, you know, the only thing I can do in that is applaud the Seahawks for having the courage in this climate to do the right thing. I mean, it's another terrible incident. Dickie, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you getting in, Dickie.
Hey, concerning the Bagley thing, I guess Coach K will take the patina way out. Had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, maybe he doesn't. Maybe Duke has nothing to do with it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But that's the Oregonian report.
Concerning Loyola Chicago not playing anybody, I ran the numbers here. Of all the seeds that the Final Four have played, I added up the seeds.
Right.
Loyola has the lowest number. 25. They're four games. Their seeds, opponents, 25.
All right. So, all right. And this is an interesting point. All right. So, what you're saying is that relative to the other teams, they still have played a tougher path, even though.
Exactly.
Okay. And that makes sense. That actually makes sense. Just thinking off the top of my head, that makes sense because, again, Duke has played.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I do like it. I do like it. I think it makes sense, and it's still logical. You know, so Loyola has perhaps still faced a tougher route than these other teams have to get there. My point was simply originally that they had somehow avoided We have an 11 seed who reached the Final Four without having to play Virginia, the one, Cincinnati, the two, Arizona, the three, Kentucky, the four.
No, Tennessee was the three.
Tennessee was the three. Arizona, the four, Kentucky, the five. Is that it?
Correct.
Okay. So somehow.
But their total number is 25. Kentucky is 31. Not Kentucky, Kansas. I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
Villanova's 34. Michigan's 36.
I like it, Dickie. That's what we're talking about. It's a good job. See, that's an excellent point, Dickie, that Loyola may not have faced the killers in their region, but they still may have faced a tougher route to get there based on their 11 seed than these higher seeded teams did. Well done, Dickie.
Exactly.
That, you're the man, Dickie. That's what we're talking about. Great job.
I love stats.
Thank you, Dickie. Bye. I love your love of stats. That's a great point. Great call. I appreciate the call, as always. Well done, Dickie. That's what we're talking about. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. It really is. That's a very good point, that even though Loyola didn't play the killers in their region, they still faced a tougher task to get there than highly seeded teams did. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. When Ramona's house was raining inside and she thought it was one of the signs of the apocalypse, I assured her just to call Gilstrap Roofing that it probably wasn't the apocalypse yet. Maybe next week. 269-1232. You call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They'll help you just like they did Ramona. The Gilstraps have done roofs for 80 years. Nothing else. Roofs. Four generations of roofers. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for over 30 years. That's who Gilstrap is. You've heard all the unsolicited testimony from people who have called Gilstrap and been rewarded for that call. Do the same. I don't care whether you have a little job or a big job. Call, take advantage of the free storm damage assessment. 269-1232, 269-1232. Tell them I sent you. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Warmer weather is here, so let the spring cleaning commence. Get rid of all that winter grime with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671.